Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Let us scout the Cardinals. Go ahead and give me cut number 6, if you would, please, good sir.
Instead, they drop back. They rush for Murray. Back in the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Phineas and Ferb. That's another really good one. All right, scouting the Cardinals, as you might guess, they have a decent amount of issues themselves, seeing as how they are 2-5, but this is something that we talked about a little bit yesterday. I think it bears repeating today. The Cardinals have 5 straight losses by 1, 3, 1, 4, and 4. That is a combined 13 points. That is tied for the lowest in NFL history for a team with 5 losses, along with the 2017 San Francisco 49ers. Here's the thing. You look at that team, though, they didn't end the season well. They ended up being 6-10. So you can say it's close losses, and maybe that's going to turn the corner, but you have still lost them, and you are still sitting with a worse record than the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and Kevin, they were like, you know what? Things are going so well here in Arizona. We need to try out players.
Oh, are they?
They tried out 9 players, including 4 wide receivers, one being Jalen Brooks. 3 quarterbacks, and Jeff Driscoll, Kyle Trask, your guy.
Yeah.
Logan Woodside, and then Jalen Brooks, Brennan Rice, Rock Taylor, and Jalen Virgil, and then a couple tight ends, because they were like, we need to be better, is okay. Basically what they're saying.
Okay.
It was all offense, Kevin.
All right.
Did you notice that?
And
their quarterback. I don't know if you know this or not. This is a stat I found recently. Did you know Kyler Murray is undefeated at AT&T Stadium?
Yes, I did. I saw every single one of those high school games in person.
What about the college games, though?
I saw one of those in person.
What about the professional games?
No.
Did you know that, though? I don't think anybody knew that.
I feel like I've heard that a lot.
Nobody's ever mentioned it. So this is a good deal, though.
Did you guys ever see the show Chowder, right? Was that with that little kid?
Chowder!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Gravity Falls. Gravity Falls is awesome.
Okay.
I saw somebody text that in. That's great.
Yeah. There's a lot of Blue's Clues, Gravity Falls, Ren and Stimpy. A couple for them. Clarence. You know what about Blue's Clues, though? Did you ever think that guy was going to snap? Because he's like, just tell me where the damn thing is. Like, I don't want to have to do...
He eventually did. Like, his life now is a little bit different. And his life before was a little different, too.
Oh, man. But, like...
But he does, like, a TikTok where he does inspirational and motivational stuff. And he's pretty good at it.
That's nice.
He just stares at you and goes, it's going to be great today. You got this.
Okay. Well, I like that a lot better than I needed one freaking thing. And now I have to go on a 20-minute odyssey just to pick it up. But I also like that they showed the transition of power on Blue's Clues, because you had Steve and whatever the other guy's name was. It was like his cousin. They showed up at the same time. And you're like, okay, I know that guy. So for when they switched it out. All right. Back to the Arizona Cardinals. We're going to kind of zigzag around this entire thing. All right. You were talking about Kyler Murray. Missed the last 2 games due to a mid-foot sprain, but off the bye, it looks like he is going to be back. So as much as his replacement has actually statistically played better than him, you would, of course, assume that Kyler Murray will be back for the Cardinals. I think that this game is going to be super fun in terms of a battle of the tight ends. But to be fair, I kind of thought you might see that at least more so in the last game as well, and that didn't necessarily play out. But you have Jake Ferguson and Trey McBride. Jake Ferguson, 51 catches in 8 games. Trey McBride, 47 catches in 7 games. They rank 1 and 2 in the NFL for tight end receptions. But let's focus specifically, since we're scouting the Cardinals, on Trey McBride in his last two games. And this is very concerning for the Cowboys defense. He has caught 18 passes in the last two games for 146 yards, and most concerning of all, three touchdowns. He also has an active streak of nine straight games with five-plus catches. So one of the things that feels like going into this game you can count on is you can count on the Cardinals getting the ball to Trey McBride, but then perhaps more concerning, maybe getting the ball to him consistently in the end zone.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what was going on, because the last two games, Jacoby Brissett's been involved in those, and his target's up so much.
Right.
Why are the targets not there whenever Kyler's there? Is it because Kyler feels like he can go deeper a little more, or he has a better grasp of the offense? Trey McBride, I mean, he still was averaging, what, eight before that?
He's still getting the ball.
He's a fantastic tight end, fantastic receiver. And I think he's kind of found a little bit more of a groove. But yeah, you're right. Around the end zone, that's the thing that's pretty tough for this.
And meanwhile, for the Cowboys, you have Jake Ferguson coming off a game in which he got targeted all of one time and had no receptions. And so obviously you wonder, are they going to get back to that? Because we always talk about it. That's Dak's safety net, his blanket, if you will. But he's also shown the ability to stretch the field to a certain extent this season, and I really would love to see that in this game.
Yeah, I think I'm the biggest thing I fear the most regarding Kyler, Kevin, is his ability to run.
Yeah.
Shamar James is fast, and that's nice. But, man, if you get Jack Sanborn out on that field, if you have a Kenneth Murray, I just don't know if they can keep that going.
Right.
When he decides everything's broken down and it's time for me to go. And with the pass rush that this team has had or lacked, if you will, I don't know if they can keep that containment. We saw it with Jalen Hurts. We've seen it with other quarterbacks too. And that containment's been a real problem for them.
All right. Don't listen to this next stat then, because it's not going to help with your concern level there. All right, for everybody else except for Corey, in his two professional wins at AT&T Stadium, Kyler Murray, four touchdowns, no interceptions passing, but probably more concerning. Remember, in two games, he has run for 118 yards and a touchdown on 19 carries. So he's averaging more than 6 yards a carry and has got to the end zone. And so if Kyler puts 60 yards rushing on you and scores a touchdown, I mean, the good news is the Cowboys offense scores 40-plus at home.
Okay, at home, and have they done it against really good defenses? I guess Green Bay at the time was supposed to be a really good defense. Kevin, I think Green Bay game was one of those that everybody studied a little extra in order to not be embarrassed by Micah. And that's one of those that I think that they gave their extra effort. They put their best foot forward.
And the good news is the Cardinals defense is not great. It is
the thing that's kept them in games, though, right? Like I don't think their offense keeps them in games. I think their defense has kept them close in a lot of these games, whether because their offense, what they average, 20 points a game?
21.9 points per game. Their defense gives up 22 points per game.
Because their offense can't score. They give them the ball back too many times. The more you give the opponent the ball back, the more often you have chances to get scored on.
I agree. I just think both their offense and defense are mediocre.
But that being said, their offense, our defense is the weakest defense in the league.
Fact.
So that's what hurt us last week against Denver. It was supposed to be, oh my gosh, number one offense against the Denver defense. That's great, except your defense can't keep up with their offense at all.
Right.
I think that I think that it's going to be too much for Arizona to keep pace offensively with the Cowboys. But if the Arizona defense gets three stops, forces the Cowboys to punt three times, and the Cowboys shoot themselves in the foot on the goal line again whenever they have they're ready to knock on the door and walk in, and now they have to kick field goals. That's what plagues me about the Cowboys, Kevin, is the Cowboys' inability to be consistent and sustain things.
Is three punts your magic number then for not just this game, but maybe any Cowboys
the whole season? That's like you can't.
Okay.
Because until your defense proves that it can stop people, Stop the worst teams.
Right.
Prove that you can do that.
Right.
Then I'll believe you.
Yeah.
But until then, yeah, your offense, sorry, guys. Now, that being said, all the money's spent on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
That's where everything's invested in. So the weight being carried over there on purpose, it was put there. And that's why, Jerry, when you ask him questions about, is there too much pressure on Dak? He's like, no. That's what he's paid for.
Yeah.
So those guys are being paid to do is carry the weight for this team.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show. We're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ Show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it'll be interesting because I guess a good thing, I'm trying to figure out good things going up against this defense, because Corey's right, that's been tough, is Arizona is not the most relentless rushing team in the league. They're 20th. And that's kind of what you see across.
Since the James Conner injury?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's been a problem.
And it's kind of what you see across the board for that offense, because they don't light it up passing either. They're 23rd. That could obviously change against the Cowboys offense, but defense. But I think at this point, I'm more concerned about the rushing defense, because at least I've seen them be good here and there. I don't particularly recall any game outside of obviously when Washington had none of their starting receivers where you feel like their pass defense has been good. So I guess I'll take my chances in this game against Kyler passing the ball as opposed to rushing, because they just really haven't found their footing. But if you wanted to know the specifics, points per game, they're 19th, total yards, 22nd, passing yards per game, 23rd, rushing yards, 20th. So all about, you know, like slightly below average, but unfortunately, as you just referenced, the Cowboys have done a remarkable job of being able to turn even the most average or below averages of offenses into amazing offenses.
Since Chicago, every team has rushed for 100 yards against the Cowboys.
Huh.
Green Bay, 164.
Are you going backwards?
Jets, 144. Carolina, 216. 136 for Washington and 179 for Denver.
Yeah. The Washington one, that is surprising, because you...
Dang it.
That one doesn't bother me as much, because I think they might have gotten close or gotten over the hump with Mariota when I thought the game was over. I will give them credit for the Washington game. I thought they did a really good job of containing Kroski Merritt and Jaden Daniels before he got hurt.
It's the level of balance. You know, I think you're right. Teams that go over with the passing yards destroy this team.
Yes.
When you can have balance offensively against the Cowboys, though, you feel comfortable calling anything, which sets you up on second and third downs for any passing play you want to.
Maybe short second and third downs.
And that's the big, that's what Carolina did. Like, Carolina didn't have big passing yards, but Dowdle was so effective gashing you on first and second down that it didn't matter through that game.
And you know what? You mentioned the running back situation. The Cardinals do have the second most games and players lost to injury so far this year.
All right.
But it kind of depends on how do you roll with the flow, because you know who's first? The Lions. Well, so, like, you can't just say injuries. Okay, because second is the Cardinals. They're not good. First is the Lions. They're doing just fine. They might be the best team in the NFL.
Can I be honest about something, Kevin?
What's that?
I did pick up Kyler Murray off the waiver wires this weekend because Baker Mayfield's out for a bye.
So you want a shootout?
I definitely want a shootout.
You want a 40-37?
You know what? I'll take that. I'll take another tie at 44 points.
Well,
what are you doing?
Yeah, being a hater, at least in my scenario, we won. Let me ask you this. Do you ever...
We kind of win with a tie. It's a half win.
No, you don't.
It's half loss, half win.
Only two outcomes I'll accept in this game, win or loss. The NFL will accept a tie. Do you ever do a thing with your fantasy players where you just look at the score before you look at the stats and you have a good idea of whether you're screwed or not? Like, you have the quarterback and it's, you know, midway through the fourth and it's 9-7 and you're like, well,
yeah,
never mind.
No, absolutely. There's lots of times whenever that's the case.
Or you hope it's 31-27 and you're like, okay, I need that breakdown to like go my way, but this could be super positive.
It's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.